For the past 2 years, the Washington County Sheriff's Office and Tulsa-based Family and Children's Services have partnered to provide parenting in jail courses for inmates in hopes of better serving the inmates' families when they are released. By all accounts, the Breakthrough Program has been a resounding success in rehabilitating inmates who have children. Recently, Family and Children's Services began offering free GED classes at the jail, and they're looking to build even more educational opportunities for not only state-level inmates, but also Cherokee Nation inmates being housed in Washington County's facility. Here's Jail Administrator Lieutenant James Pendergraft.
They're utilizing this to set in stone the GED program, as well as working on some trade skills. I believe when I talked to Lonnie, we were talking about getting a welding trailer up here and some electrical general maintenance for building maintenance for the newer buildings that are all electronically controlled to get some programs like that for the Cherokee citizens as well as our state inmates.
Lonnie Burns with Family and Children's Services says the program in Washington County has been a model for the six other Northeast Oklahoma County jails where programs have been established.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for the collaboration that we have had with Under Sheriff Copeland, and so much as well for just the beautiful work that the jail here is doing. We work in several county jails, and I think Washington County Jail has certainly been set apart. Lieutenant Pendergraft has been fantastic about helping us with the day-to-day operations, scheduling.
Burns is hoping to receive a grant from the Department of Justice to continue building educational programs for Washington County and Cherokee Nation inmates. The Washington County Commissioners approved a memorandum of understanding with Family and Children's Services on Monday to help begin the process of growing on that success. In Bartlesville, Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.